I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
As a kid growing up, being a golf fan, you want to win all the majors, you want to win any major, and for me, I mean, the PGA was definitely had a special place in my heart.
Special because at the young age of 24, Justin Thomas already has plenty of perspective to know what it means to become a major golf champion. His father and grandfather, both professional golfers with long careers.
For this to be my first one and have my dad here, and I know grandpa was watching at home, I was able to talk to him, and that was pretty cool. It's just a great win for the family, and it's a moment we'll never forget, all of us.
With six holes to play Sunday at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina, several players were bunched together at the top of the leaderboard, each with a legitimate chance to take home the Wanamaker Trophy.
It was a crazy day. I'm walking up to 12 green. There was maybe five of us at 7-under.
But all along, Justin Thomas knew how the day would end.
I'm kind of superstitious and weird about the night before or when I get in contention about people saying stuff. And, you know, like, oh, let's go out and get it done tomorrow. Let's go do this. But I had the most comforting, easygoing, and I really, truly felt like I was going to win.
Quail Hollow is a difficult, formal, old-school course with deep rough all along the way, hard greens that make balls roll as if they were on pavement, and the final three holes, known as the Green Mile, as hard a finishing stretch as any in American golf. Yet, as with every major champion, a little luck prevailed, like Thomas's putt on the 10th hole that rolled to the edge and stopped for almost 10 seconds.
Gravity took over, and the roar was pretty loud, so that was pretty cool.
Thomas finished at 8-under par 276 for a two-shot edge over Italian Francesco Molinari, American Patrick Reed, and 2010 British Open champion South African Louis Oosthuizen, who tweeted, "Just finished my career Grand Slam seconds," having finished as a runner-up in all four of golf's majors. As for the Thomas family, three generations of professional golfers are basking in the glow of a shared first major, with the promise of perhaps more.
A major champion will never be taken away from, you know, after my name. You know, hopefully I'm going to win some more, plenty more, a lot more, whatever, but I know you can't get to two unless you get one.
Following the major tournaments, pro golfers used to refer to the final events of the calendar year as the silly season because of all the varied tournament formats. Not anymore. Certainly, there's a lot of serious cash available to win, and there remains the Fed Cup playoffs, now in its 12th year, and lead-up events, like this week's Saltire Energy Paul Lowry match play tournament in Germany, where Anthony Wall of England will carry fond memories of his win last year over Swede Alex Norén.
My kids are now old enough, and my wife can sit there with them, having my family everywhere, seeing what I'm doing, my in-laws in Australia, and beating someone with real reputation and real style and class as well. And it just proves for me and to everyone who follows me, because there's a lot of people out there that do love watching golf and follow me, you know, not always the big names, to see that I've still got it. And that was fantastic.
It's been said golfers play the course, not their opponents.
That's a complete lie. Obviously, if someone's playing great, you've got to raise your game. So you're not playing the course, you're playing the man.
Playing the man was 20-year-old German Alexander Zverev. He beat Swiss superstar Roger Federer 6-3, 6-4 in the Rogers Cup final Sunday in Montreal.
For him, playing against someone like Agassi or Sampras was the same kind of special feeling like it is for me playing against him. It's always super nice to be on court with him, against him. It's something very special. Doing so in a final of a Masters is even more special, I think, and winning this match was amazing.
Zverev, the winner last week in Washington, D.C., matched Federer with a fifth tournament title this year. He also stopped Federer's win streak at 16.
You know, I play well winning Washington, and here is something amazing back-to-back weeks. I feel great. I feel like I'm playing one of the best tennis of my life.
While Zverev feels great, Federer says he does too. That is, for a veteran 36-year-old player.
You know, felt all right all week. You know, had bit of muscle pain and aches and pains here and there, just because, you know, it's back in the match courts, on the hard courts, after vacation and practice. It's always a bit of a shock for the body.
Federer has amazingly won two Grand Slams this year, the Australian Open and Wimbledon, and has another in his sights.
Looking ahead to the US Open, obviously, I want to be in the best possible shape, and winning my third of the year in the 20th Grand Slam would be completely insane. So I just hope I'm going to be 100% ready when the moment arises.
As Zverev's win total keeps increasing, his world ranking number is shrinking.
No, I'm number 7 in the world now, I think, so I'm getting up the rankings. I think I'm part of the top 10 now.
And that's what Federer likes to see, with Zverev and a number of other young and rising players.
We have some good guys, which is great for the game. They're going to carry the sport to a better place, you know, in the future.
The Southeast Asian Games get underway this week in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. To be a winning team there, you've got to have heart. And Cambodia's national basketball team ticks that box. 31-year-old team captain Pekmith tells VOA Khmer his team will play with a lot of heart.
We got Cambodia on our back, and, you know, we got to represent for a lot of people back at home in our motherland, and especially back here also in the U.S.
Yet everyone involved with the Cambodian team agrees a little more height would elevate their game at the Olympic-style multi-game event, which allows teams to field foreign-born or foreign-raised players as long as they play for a parent's native land. As the team was forming for this year's Southeast Asian Games, organizers knew they could count on returning power forward Sophon Un, who at 6 feet 4 inches played professionally for Saigon Heat. Cambodia's organizers then recruited players to help match in size, 9 from the United States, 1 from Canada. Cambodia will host the 2023 Games and is hoping to win a medal, preferably gold, by then. Rayvon Foche is associate professor and director of American Studies of Purdue University, and he tells us the history of American sports demonstrates winning teams are driven by individual effort and desire.
I think heart matters a lot.
Foche's research on the relationship between sports, technology, and culture in the 21st century revealed that teams with mediocre players and a higher purpose very often beat the teams that just have talented players.
That's why culture and community and identity within context of sports is really important.
31-year-old Sophon Un became the first Cambodian-American player on the Cambodian national team in 2007. He says national pride encourages foreign-born players to compete.
So I feel like it's our job to represent, you know, everyone in our way in terms of basketball, and to fulfill that pride that I feel like everyone should have being Cambodian.
Austin Koldoye is a Nigerian citizen who has lived in Cambodia since 2007. At age 50, he's the team's head coach. It's not uncommon for countries to seek the best athlete regardless of their nationalities, he says, adding that players he's recruited are not foreigners, they're Khmer. Koldoye says the Cambodian Americans are not ringers, they're role models for local Cambodians. He says they leave their jobs and family to come and play. That's the Khmer spirit. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.